Along the path it followed, there was a dead German, his right hand extended into the air. Everyone stepped over him, until Private Wayne Skinny Sisk got there. Sisk reached out and shook the hand, meanwhile stepping on the bloated stomach. The corpse went, bleh. "Sorry, buddy," Sisk whispered and moved on. The path took an abrupt turn to the right. Carson recalled that there was a German there with a rifle pointed right at you. He must have scared half the company. I said to myself, why the hell doesn't he shoot and get it over with? But he was dead, and rigor mortis had set in. He was just like a statue there. Easy reached the railroad line and set up another defensive position. The word came to expect German armor. Lipton put Tipper and his bazooka on the bank, with no line of retreat position, a do-or-die situation. "Tipper," Lipton whispered, "we're depending on you. Don't miss."
"I won't."
Tipper soon had a problem. His ammunition carrier, Private Joe Ramirez, seemed awfully nervous.
"We'll be okay, Joe," Tipper told him. "Just be sure you have 2 bazooka rounds ready to go, with absolutely no time lost, not a fraction of a second."
Ramirez went back and returned with 2 bazooka rounds, stumbling and crashing around. To Tipper's horror, he said he had removed the pins. With the safety pin gone, an armed bazooka rocket would explode if dropped from 2 or 3 feet.
"Stick those pins back in," Tipper whispered. "I'll tell you when I want them out."
"I don't know where they are," Ramirez answered, holding the rounds stiffly out away from his body.
"I tossed them away."
"Good God Almighty, find them!" Ramirez could not. Tipper got down on his hands and knees to help look. They found the pins. Ramirez's arms were twitching as Tipper carefully reinserted the pins. "When the disarming was accomplished," Tipper said, "Joe calmed down and his twitching stopped. Mine started at that point." No attack developed. This was because Colonel von der Heydt, short on ammunition after 6 days of heavy fighting with no supplies reaching him, had pulled most of his force out of Carentin. He left behind 1 company to hold the city as long as possible, while he got resupplied and prepared a counterattack from the southwest. The 50-man company in Carentin had a machine gun position to shoot straight up the road leading to the southwest, and 80-millimeter mortars zeroed in on the critical T-junction on the edge of town. Easy moved out again, headed northeast. By 05:30, the 2nd Battalion of the 506th was in position to attack Carentin.